because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is the 28th day of May, 2019. And let me know when Jeff gets back. Yeah, I was going to mention when we were talking about Henry Ford. There's an old lady around, and she owns the Detroit Lions. Well, Ford Motor Company actually owns the Detroit Lions. And that's Martha Firestone Ford. I would love to be able to sit down and talk to the Grand Dame here. I really would. Because she's not like her husband. William Clay, he was a nice man, a very nice man, but he had this problem with putting too much faith in people when them not producing.
Oh, jeez.
Hence the last time Jeff, the Detroit Lions, it's been 10,000 days since they've won a championship, 1957. So you folks out there, next time you see a 57 Chevy, go, wow, that's pretty old. That was the last time that the Lions won a championship.
57 Chevy. I saw a piece the other day about a woman who bought one brand new in 57. She's still driving it, the only car she's ever owned her entire life.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, it would be even more amazing if they got the international banker in their glove compartment, but GM wasn't doing that. At any rate... No. You got a silver deal for people. This sounds interesting.
I love silver, and it's just, this is what we're going to be able to spend. Yeah, there's an old saying, you buy gold to hold, you buy silver to sell. But when they talk about selling it, they're talking about changing for bread and milk and eggs, right, and a side of beef or whatever the case may be. You don't want to be trying to give somebody a gold piece to under a tough times. Tough times could last 2 weeks or 2 years or 20 years. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm not against silver eagles, but my goal has always been to get my clients the greatest number of ounces for the money. And because ounces is what's going to provide financial security, not who mints the thing, not because it's American Eagle, it says $1 on it. Wait a minute. Silver is $14, $15 an ounce, whatever it is. Why do I want something that says $1? If it's money, is that all I'm going to get in change? No, you're going to get, net weight value. But don't get fooled. When push comes to shove and the thing all begins to fall apart, they're going to pay you the same amount of money in exchange for a silver eagle than they will for a 1 ounce, newly minted, brilliant, uncirculated Buffalo bullion round. And it looks exactly like the old Buffalo nickel from the 1930s, designed by James Earl Fraser. There's quite a story on it here on the website, once again, under Morgana's Treasure Chest, that gives you the weights, the purity. It's 999 fine, which is a lot purer than the old nickels were, or even the old silver dollars.
Yep.
So a package of 8 rolls of 20 Buffalo silver bullion rounds, that's 160 ounces, will be delivered to their door for only $2,532.30. But I do have somewhat of a limitation on supply. They can call me, they can text me, Because frankly, I've got my phones on forward of my cell phone anymore. It's just the nature of what business has become. The number is 602-799-8214 to reserve your package. Now, if you can't afford a package that large, you need smaller, you need larger, I'll work with you in every possible respect. Be prepared to get your payment off to us within 24 hours after you've placed your order. If, well, the rest of it's not even important. This is a great buy. As a matter of fact, I did some comps about a half hour before one on the air. If you went to buy the same number of ounces in American Silver Eagles right now, uncirculated, brand new 2019s, you will pay $285 more for the same number of ounces. What's the point? There isn't any, except somebody somewhere is maybe making more money. I don't want the government making any more money off of me.
Yeah. Well, and folks, I'm just sitting here doing some very simple math, and we know these metals, as we've just discussed, are being they're being held down deliberately for the big banks to purchase.
That's
but
it.
You know, if you're looking at this and $2,500 for all of this silver, and even if it just goes up tenfold, and that's only $140. When the world's economies bottom out and the only thing that's worth anything is going to be the precious metals, 10 times, and that's not even, I wouldn't even consider that conservative, but just to put a framework in this, spending $2,500 today, it could very easily be worth $25,000. That's a better return than you're going to get on anything. But again, we're talking about an insurance policy here, folks. You know, if you've got money to invest, okay, that's great. Oh, buy gold, buy silver, call Jeff, that's great. But the person out there we're interested in seeing survive this, this is the best deal in town. It's the best I've heard in a long time, Jeff.
I love it. It's great stuff. And by the way, before I go, once again, the phone number is 602-799-8214. You can call. Yeah, I expect to get some calls after this program tonight, and you may have to leave a message, or you can text me, and I will return your call. Believe me, it's only 5 o'clock my time. I'll still be rolling for another 6-7 hours yet tonight.
Well, there you go.
I do have one message to put out. I received a phone call late last week from a RBN listener who obviously has not listened to my program. They've listened to yours, and he called. His name is Hector. That's all I'm going to put out. Hector, if you're out there listening tonight, I've not been ignoring you. I got bit by either a brown recluse or a scorpion last week that had me knocked for about 2.5 days.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, I did the program last Thursday in unbearable pain. Don't even know how I got through it. But, Hector, I think I've got what you need,
okay,
and we'll save you a chunk of money. Give me a call tonight if you want. Don't care how late it is. Otherwise, I'm calling you, man.
All right. And that number again?
602-799-8214. You can also text me. Actually, if you go to the website, Morgana Precious Metals, you can also send me an email down lower right-hand column. The email is there.
Okay.
I actually have to get in and change it, but that email does continue to come to me. So
very good.
Do it. I'll let you know what comes out of it, John, and good show. I love talking about the Henry Ford thing. The interesting history behind it all.
The history is history, the real deal. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Jeff, unfortunately, history is coming around again, and it's going to haunt us. Oy vey.
Yeah, oy vey. I'm so beclept. Jeff, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, John. Take
okay.
care of yourself.
I enjoy these little conversations with him once a week. He's a good broadcaster. He's even a better dealer in metals. Has been doing it for a very long time. Very long time. All righty. We've got calls, and I didn't even officially open up the phone lines yet. I thought I said that last hour. Well, maybe they missed last hour. Kevin in Washington. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, John. Comment, story, and a comment. First comment is that deal Jeff got is a screaming deal.
Yes, it is.
He's hardly making anything. He's making pennies. He's making pennies on that deal. That is, it's right there where silver has been, so he's almost given the stuff away.
Well, and Kevin, keep in mind that the itty-bitty that he makes off of that, he splits that with the network.
Well, I'm going to say he's going to have to take a magnifying glass to see the itty-bitty that he's making off that. Like I said, he's damn near giving that away at cost.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's my comment. My story, quick story, I bought silver back when it was $5 an ounce, and I sold it at when it hit $17 an ounce, and it was enough for me to start my second company.
Really?
And so silver, especially when somebody's trying to wrangle out some bullion, you can't go wrong with it. Get in on it while, like you said, while they're holding it down. Even right now, if it goes back to 30 like it did, touch 30 before, you literally double your money.
Yeah.
Just in that.
Yeah.
My final comment, going back to something Art had talked about, the homeless. One of my companies is suffering, probably, we've time averaged it, at about $125 a day, John, in damages and vandalism from homeless. And this particularly would be the drug addict homeless along the rivers. But this thing is left over from the Bush administration when they went in and they did not knock out the poppy fields.
Yep.
The Taliban had the poppies down to less than 3% of the world market. It's up to almost 90-some percent now. And then when people ran out of the opiate thing, they're suing those opiate companies now, and they're all going to be liable. And it's just terrible.
You know, and Kevin, what were the news media telling us about the Taliban and Afghanistan? Oh, these evil people. They were the ones that wanted to get out of the opium business.
Yep.
And they were well on their way of doing that. And then we had a little switch-o-change-o, and, well, we're still in there 19 years later helping to protect those poppy fields for the Afghan government, aren't we?
Yeah, but anybody that doesn't believe what you just said, John, go on YouTube and look at Geraldo Rivera interviewing I think he was a captain for the Marine Corps with the poppy fields right behind it, and Geraldo asked him that particular question. And it was a week after that, Geraldo was banned from Afghanistan, and they brought him back home. So,
well, if we could just get him banned from Fox News, I'd be happy.
Maybe you could send him a thing where you tell him where Jimmy Hoffa's buried. You know, maybe he'll open another vault or something.
I don't know, but I've had enough of Jerry Rivers. That's his real name, by the way.
I know, yeah. John, I think one of the things, you know, it's all things old or new again, and history is so secular, you know, it repeats itself. It's one of the main nails that you hammer on at least once or twice a week, that we live in a republic.
Yep.
And that we all have inherent rights. And we become where we are no longer victims to any of this stuff, John. We're volunteers, and that's the part of this that's so sad, is that we have been bought this hook, line, and sinker. They have just laid this junk out to us for years, and we're educated enough that we should know better, but we keep touching the stove. We keep touching it.
Yeah.
And, you know, John, you've always been the most generous man in talk radio, and they've referred to you as the godfather of talk radio. And I just don't get it, that how everybody else out there can talk around the problem when it's so clear-cut of what's been going on for years. And I just say to you, keep up the good work again. Bennett's deal today is a giveaway.
It is.
Anybody that's got any money out there, you better go to your Aunt Louise and raid your couch cushions, because that's a good deal. It's damn near at cost, so I don't know where he's making any money on that. So
160 ounces of .9999 fine silver for $2,500. You can't beat the ugly
right
out
at
of
it.
That. Yeah.
He's right at it. He's at He's at 3 weeks ago spot prices.
Yep.
It dropped just a little bit, not very much, but he's at 3 weeks ago spot prices. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand how he can make any money at it. Well, maybe that spider bite got him, John. Maybe he got the wrong price. You might want to call him back. He might have gave you the wrong price.
Well, folks, you've heard it, and I'm going to make him stick to it. Dial 602-799-8214 and hold him to the price.
That's it, John. That's, like I said, it's a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
That's why I called in. I just thought, I sat here, ran it through the calculator, and I said, wait a minute, that guy's giving that stuff away. So,
keep
up the good work, John.
Thank you, Kevin.
Just hang in there and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Folks, we're going to continue to do what we do. But as always, we need your support. Yeah, we got whacked along with everybody else out there back in 08. I didn't see that one coming, and not in the form that it took. But there's a reason why people are only have a week's worth of I can buy some groceries in the bank. Any heavy-duty medical thing, they don't have the money for it. You know, there's a reason. There's cause and effect. And we stay true to the information. We give the information. You know, I mean, we operate now pretty much over 50% on donations to this network. And we try to scrimp and save. Gosh, I can't. I don't even want to try to explain that. But we have done everything that we can to squeeze the most out of a dollar that any network that's ever been. And that is a true and factual statement. Full service network, satellite, internet, you know, and we're doing it. We're holding the cost down on it. We don't operate like other radio networks operate, because if we did, we'd already be gone. We're one of the last of the Mohicans out there, folks. Support us, because you know why? We're worth your support. We're worth your vote of confidence. Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Several quick points.
Yes, sir.
In 757 A.D., there was this King Offa, an Anglo-Saxon king, who implemented a silver-based monetary system totally free of usury. In fact, he implemented laws against usury. Anybody that was found to be engaged in usury would have to forfeit all their property.
Wow.
And then a subsequent king, Alfred, said, well, not only that, but they're going to be banished, outlawed from our kingdom forever.
Wow.
Okay,
now that I did not know. Which country is king of what country?
This was England, starting in 757 AD. And I'll tell you where you can see it. I didn't learn this except when I saw this absolutely brilliant young lady, Anglo-Saxon. She's a linguist, a historian, and a journalist. And her YouTube presentation, where you can learn all this and way more, is called Notre Dame: Sinister Origins, Gothic Cathedrals. The Gothic cathedrals, turns out, are monuments of conquest subsequent to William the Bastard, the Franco-Norman that invaded Anglo-Saxon England in 1066 at the Battle of Hastings. And what she discovered in all the ceilings, including St. Patrick's in New York, this big one down in Mexico, the ceilings are ordained with Kabbalah, Tree of Life and Tree of Death symbols. The cathedral in Mexico is adorned with 28 huge stained glass windows, all ordained with Stars of David. And the Gloucester Cathedral, Norwich Cathedral, all the cathedrals there in England, probably Germany, Cologne, same thing. Kabbalah, artistry in the ceilings. It's occultic, it's voodoo, it's evil. But this woman, she tracks the origin of the beneficent monetary system based on silver coinage, which King Offa in 757 AD created and implemented.
You know, they say that you learn something new every day. I just did.
Well, let me say this before I forget. Relative to art, I want art to know that on YouTube there's a couple fellas, TJ, it's a YouTube channel TJ, he's a very honorable, brilliant Christian legal beagle guy, all about subrogation. The other one is called Old Dog New Tricks, John. Old Dog New Tricks, he talks about the fraud of registration and all that, man. You got to check them out.
Fred, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, John.
All righty, sir.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons.
What do you get?
Another day older and
deeper in debt.
St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Look at it this way. The modern day company store, folks. The corporation of America and what they've wrangled us into. And more importantly, what they maintain that's bankrupting us all. Wow. And we're coming up on another budget thing here, and you can bet your bottom dollar that they're going to raise the debt limit rather than cutting government cost. Insanity in an insane world. And, you know, here's the thing. The majority of people think you're the crazy people. Wow. Gallup poll. And this, by the way, I wanted to mention this. If you didn't get the Morgana website from Jeff, just go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. There's there's Morgana kicking over the box of gold there. Click that on. It'll take you right to Jeff's site. And then bookmark it, folks. Make it easy. Gallup poll. And this is an erosion of an honest education in the public school system. 43% of Americans think socialism is good. 43% of Americans think socialism be a good thing for the United States. While a slim majority, 51%, of those surveyed in a Gallup poll released May 20th, think it would be a bad thing. The figures contrast markedly with a Roper Fortune survey taken in 1942, in which 25% of those polled described socialism as a good thing, 40% as a bad thing, and 34% didn't have an opinion because they didn't know enough to have an opinion, or at least they were honest about it. Previous Gallup research shows that Americans' definition of socialism has changed over the years, with nearly 1 in 4 now associating the concept with social equality, 17% associating with more classical definition of having some degree of government control over the means of production. The majority of Democrats have said they view socialism positively in a Gallup poll since 2010, including 57% in the most recent measure in 2018. Gallup's continuation of its commentary on the poll results themselves is also very telling. Gallup first asked Americans in 1949 about their outlook on the spread of democracy over the next 50 years. At the time, 7 in 10 Americans, 72%, predicted most countries in the world would have a democratic government, and it's important to note that in much of the political rhetoric at the time, the term democracy and capitalism were more intimately intertwined than they are today, and perhaps even synonymous to many. And the Gallup's observations are accurate. We might very well attribute the slide towards acceptance of socialism in America and also the favorable view of democracy among most Americans to the failure of our nation's government-controlled schools to teach their students the proper definitions of this political rhetoric. You're seeing the fruition of it today, folks. It's being reflected in the poll numbers. There's no mystery here. It's speaking directly to you. The abandonment of history classes in favor of more ambiguous social studies is very likely a key factor in this lack of education. In May of 2013, The New American published a condensed version of the classic essay, Republics and Democracy, first delivered as a speech by Robert Welsh, the founder of the John Birch Society, on September 17, 1961. And Welsh noted, by the time the American Revolution and the Constitution, the meaning of the words republic and democracy had been well established and were readily understood. He observed that as early as 1775, John Adams had pointed out that Aristotle, a Greek, and Livy, being a Roman, and Harrington, an Englishman, all defined republic to be a government of laws and not men. The essay quoted multiple statements made by our founders indicating that their decision to establish a republic and not a democracy, which they warned against, was deliberate and made after much consideration. Knowing the difference between a republic and a democracy is essential to understanding why socialism, to which democracy invariably leads, is a complete contradiction and repudiation of the constitutional republic established by our founders. If more Americans understood these terms, the results of that Gallup poll would have been very, very, very different. A lot of news and information coming your way. Stuff that will curl your nose hairs, folks. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sometimes I can't be that good when I'm telling the truth on air. Oh, boy. Kurt Nimmo used to work for Alex Jones until he got fired. Why? Because he wouldn't jump on the Trump train. I trusted his work and I trusted his insight, and he never pulled any punches, and he wouldn't go counter to what he actually himself believed. Well, this is kind of interesting. He came out with an article that's posted on republicbroadcasting.org. Over at Reddit, somebody posted on InfoWars video where a host sitting in for Alex Jones claims the corporate media in the U.S. is making up fake news about Israel. This is neocon and Likudnik propaganda. It's well known by neutral observers that the New York Times, the Washington Post, and their ilk have constantly defended, glossed over, or ignored the manifest crimes of the Israeli state. The apartheid state of Israel excels in murdering women and children, and medics, and journalists, and activists. Rachel Corrie comes to mind. They ran over her with a bulldozer. And because it is Israel, it gets a free pass. The InfoWars host, the kid talking to the cameras now, is a know-nothing. He's trapped in a vicious circle of hatred for Democrats and leftists in response to their hatred of Republicans and conservatives. Meanwhile, the crime continues more brazen than ever. Donald Trump has served as an over-the-top booster for Zionism. Many of you know I was the editor of InfoWars. I worked there for 8 years before Alex Jones fired me for refusing to jump on the Trump bandwagon. During my time at InfoWars, I was the only person on staff that consistently criticized the neocons. The other writers, with the exception of Paul Joseph Watson, rarely have ever addressed in-depth geopolitical issues, mostly because they knew zero about what was going on outside of the little control freak media world Alex Jones created. Watson, however, no longer does this. He spends most of his time ranting about Islam and reposting articles by the Zionist Pam Geller. InfoWars is on par with Breitbart, an unapologetic supporter of Israel's crime against humanity. In 2015, the website posted an article titled, "Breitbart News Network, Born in the USA, Conceived in Israel." That pretty much says it all. In an article, Breitbart President and CEO Larry Solov writes, "One thing we specifically discussed was our desire to start a site that would be unapologetically pro-freedom and pro-Israel. We were sick of the anti-Israel bias of the mainstream media," seriously, "and J Street. By launching Breitbart Jerusalem, the journey comes full circle and a promise between two friends is fulfilled. In a very real sense, Breitbart News Network returns to its roots." You think? InfoWars wasn't conceived in Israel, but it might as well have been. InfoWars is in part responsible for the election victory of Donald Trump. It's partly responsible for the return of the neocons and thus the ever-increasing possibility of war. InfoWars never talks about the fact that Israel was founded on terror and mass murder, the Deir Yassin massacre, the forced mass exodus, that's polite speak for ethnic cleansing, of nearly a million Palestinians in 1948, known in Arabic as Nakba, the Levant affair and other false flags, including the targeting of Gaddafi and Libya, setting up for the attack by the manipulated President Reagan, the Cave of Patriarchs massacre by the psychopathic settler, Trump's son-in-law supports these terrorists, and hundreds of other incidents, including the nonstop murder of civilians in Gaza and the West Bank. Both sides of the Democrat-Republican war parties support the special relationship with Israel and its fleecing of the American taxpayer, and that includes Breitbart and InfoWars. U.S. aid to Israel since its founding in 1948 tops $134 billion, and adjusting that for inflation, roughly $252 billion as of March 2018. As I said, folks, $250 billion. And in the past few decades, it's been on the order of $3.1 billion a year. In 2014, for example, this amounted to $8.5 million every single day. And today's totals over $10.4 million to Israel every single day. And that was written in If America Knew. Well, indeed, if Americans know. However, if they continue to get their news from Breitbart, InfoWars, Drudge, and other Israeli boosters, they will never know the truth. And that's the way Israel prefers it. In fact, it may be soon illegal to criticize Israel in this country. Well, according to the hate crime laws, they already are. But I don't care, because the news takes precedent. I owe nothing to Israel. I've spoken a lot about Israel. I've gone into very deep discussions. And Alex Jones knows as well. There was a video clip that was sent to me that was done during one of Alex's show, where he had an in-studio guest that I knew. And he says to Alex, as they went into break, and this didn't go out over the air, and he said, you know, the Israelis are responsible for most of this. And he goes, I know. So he does know, which makes him what? Well, you be the judge of that. I already know what he is. I already know what he's done personally to me. In South Carolina, think Nikki Haley, and elsewhere, it's already illegal to boycott Israel. Meanwhile, in Florida, lawmakers just passed a law that classifies criticism of Israel and Zionism as being anti-Semitism. The Senate legislation declaring Israeli immunity to international criticism is being pushed by the usual offenders, Chuck Schumer, Kirsten Gillibrand, Ron Wyden, co-sponsor of the legislation. But support for the bill also comes from a handful of self-proclaimed defenders of the Constitution and Tea Party leftovers like Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Ben Sasse. Israel, the neocons and their supporters, including, as noted above, no shortage of Democrats, are responsible for the wars that will ultimately destroy America. This destruction is being helped along by Breitbart, InfoWars, and ignorant Americans who are intellectually lazy and prefer to get their news from the admitted performance artist. That was Kurt Nimmo. Kurt's not a vindictive guy. He didn't say anything once Jones fired him. Didn't say anything for a very long time. And finally, he's coming out. And I appreciate you doing that. And as I said, I've posted many. You listeners out there have seen the stories that I've posted by Kurt Nimmo. And I had an idea that he was a good man, that he had his principles and he would not violate what he believed in. Well, Alex didn't like it because it wasn't pro-Israel. How you doing over there, Alex, by the way? You got a shrinking audience because you pretty much pissed everybody off. All except your Jewish hooker wife. She's a happy little clam. Great performance artist. Jeez. Let me see here. There was... Oh, good. Jeff did send that over. Title, Beware the Ideas of Rare Coin Dealers. That's worth the read, folks. Here's a gentleman's random encounter in a diner on Memorial Day shows exactly where America is heading. And the author says, in this article, I'm going to share with you a perfect example of why so many people believe that there is so little hope for the future of America. The young adults of today are going to be the leaders of tomorrow. And generally speaking, the young adults of today are not in very good shape. Survey after survey has shown that millennials reject traditional American values more than any other generation that has come before them by a very wide margin. And going back again, folks, what's been bred out of their education through the public school system. Okay. They are selfish, rude, arrogant, boastful, proud, disrespectful, ungrateful, and undisciplined, slothful, and completely obsessed with themselves. In fact, one study found that they are the most narcissistic generation in American history. They feel entitled to everything, but they don't want to work for it. They want to be treated like kings and queens, but they don't see a problem with treating others like dirt. Of course, there are plenty of young adults that are shining exceptions, but in general, young adults under the age of 30 in America today are a complete mess. Earlier today, I came across a story that illustrates this perfectly. Michael Boldia took his family to a local eating establishment to celebrate Memorial Day on Monday, and he encountered a young couple that would be a poster child for the entire millennial generation. The following is an extended excerpt from the Facebook post where Michael Boldia told his story. It goes like this. Neither of them could have been more than 30, but both were well into adulthood. She was wearing pajamas and carrying a pillow. He had had on a pair of shorts that had seen better days and a shirt that he must have been wearing for about a week, given all the food stains down in front of it. They were seated at a booth next to ours, and the first of many complaints was that the booth was too tight. Writer says, I'm a hefty fellow, but I was seated in an identical booth with room to spare. For a good 3 minutes, the pajama-laden woman, and also happened to be a good 100 pounds over the threshold of obesity, berated the waitress for the booth being too snug, while the waitress apologetically explained that she hadn't built the booth, but would pass it along to management. Now, this was only the first volley of what would be a good 30 minutes of macabre drama for which I couldn't look away. A drama replete with demands for a free meal, asking for another omelet even though three-quarters of the omelet was served, it was deemed to be inedible, had already been eaten, and a request for the manager to complain about the rudeness of the waitress. I was there, I heard every word, and the waitress had not been rude. Had it been me, they would have been asked to leave 5 minutes in, but I have a low threshold for entitlement and rudeness. They finished their meal, left without tipping, and made sure they were loud enough in their adamant insistence they would never return to this dump as they walked out. Me, I would have been sitting there applauding, folks, but that's just me. I've never seen anything like this in my life, but upon talking to the waitress afterward, apparently, it's been happening more and more in recent years. Even if they're not running things themselves in the future, these are the people that will be choosing who runs our country. Either way, we're in big, big trouble. And once again, I should note that there are definitely exceptions to what I'm talking about. I personally know some wonderful young adults out there, but the problem is there are not nearly enough of them. Most of the young adults are the product of a deeply flawed education system, have had thousands of hours of garbage entertainment poured into their little minds, and have been systematically trained to reject the values that this country was founded upon. As a result, the future of our nation is looking exceedingly bleak at this point. Now, let me give you another example. Not too long ago, a 27-year-old woman literally tried to drown her newborn baby in a McDonald's toilet. A California woman who tried to drown her newborn in McDonald's toilet received no jail time during sentencing this month. Sarah Jane Lochner, 27, escaped jail time and was, instead, sentenced to 4 years of supervised probation on May 3rd. In a courtroom of San Mateo County Superior Court, Judge Stephanie Garratt, G-A-R-R-A-T-T, Lochner will also be required to attend parenting classes, according to Fox 13 News. Parenting classes? After you tried to murder your child? In a toilet? You get parenting classes? Wow! Lochner was arrested in January on a charge of attempted murder, but later pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of child endangerment. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. I just report it. What kind of legal system gives a woman that tried to drown her own newborn baby in a toilet no jail time at all? Of course, this is California we're talking about, and without a doubt, the legal system in the state is absolutely insane. But the truth is that we're seeing legal rulings like this all over the country. And it's because our country, as in a greatly advanced state of decline. When I went to law school a couple of decades ago, I sat next to people that were just like the couple that Michael Boldia encountered in that diner. I was horrified that law students would show up to class in shorts and flip-flops like they were ready for a day at the beach. But that is where our entire society is heading these days. At this point, most Americans don't show much respect for anyone or anything anymore. And the great place to see everything that I've talked about in this article in action is on social media. For some reason, social media seems to bring out the best in people, but it also brings out the worst in people. If you spend much time on social media, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Perhaps the reason why social media platforms such as Facebook are now such a problem is because they're so addictive. In a recent editorial, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley referred to Facebook as a digital drug. And let's be clear, this digital drug and the addiction is the point. Addiction is what Mark Zuckerberg is selling. Like other drugs, this one hurts its users. Attention spans dull, tempers quicken, relationship fray. And those are the beneficial or the benign effects, let's just put it. The journal Pediatrics recently noted a surge in attempted suicides, more than double the attempts over the last decade for those under 19, with a tripling among girls and young women 10 to 24. The study's authors can't prove social media is to blame, but they strongly suspect it plays a critical role. Congress has a duty to investigate the potential link further. Look, I know that I've been very rough on millennials in this article, but let me end on a more hopeful note. Millennials still could become the greatest generation that we have ever seen in all of American history, but that will never get there if we stay on the present path that we're currently on. In the end, life is about choices, and as a country, we have been making the wrong choices for a very long time. The young adults today could choose to be the generation that starts making better choices, and let us hope that the Great Awakening is just around the corner. Well, you can hope in one hand and put the bowl excrement in the other and see which way is more, folks. And again, what's happened, and there's a good reason why the public fool system in this country is the way it is. If you take a look at the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, is to have free education run by the government and this has been happening for a very, very, very long time. It's one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. To use that public school system as a transmission belt for their propaganda. It's not education anymore. It's programming the children, folks. That's all that it's doing. And we're seeing the end result of our public fool education on our children. Why? Years and years and years ago, folks, I was adamant that you people that have your kids in public school system, why are you not showing an interest? Why are you not going to the Parent Teachers Association meetings? Why are you not looking at the curriculum that your child is being taught? And why aren't you in there complaining to the schools? Why? Because you were more interested in your own narcissism, to make time for yourself, to park your kids in a public fool system, basically using them as a babysitting service. And I've implored people to get involved in your kids' education, to go against that grain and complain to the administrators of that public fool system your displeasure with them. Did you do it? Some of you did. Most of you did not. Folks, I've been looking at this for a very, very long time, and I've been reporting it the way I see it actually going down. And I've been right way more times than I have been wrong. I'd hasten to put a percentage to it, but I'd safely put it at well over 90%. You've been pushing against the use of democracy? Have you been doing that? You know, it's important. It is necessary. Because this is part of the programming of the Americans across the board. This is not a democracy, folks. And they're using it in a term that's describing our form of government, which is totally, totally false. It is a republic. We're a nation of laws, not men, ladies and gentlemen. We're a nation of laws. By the way, this was published a couple of days ago. Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill that prohibits Florida's government agencies from releasing photos, video, or audio that record the killing of a person in the act of mass violence. The new law was signed Thursday and takes effect immediately. The bill was written after last year's school shooting in Parkland that left 17 people dead. It says the exemption to the public record law is needed to protect victims' families from trauma and to prevent the images or recordings from inspiring others to kill. The bill's sponsor, Senator Tom Lee of Hillsborough County, has said he is aware that such recordings can help the media authorities accountable after mass shootings, but pointing out that news organizations can petition a judge to access the images. Well, you know what? That's fine. If, in fact, this law says that it's prohibiting the government, law enforcement, from releasing videos to the public, but I haven't seen anything yet that prohibits the individual from recording it and putting it on social platforms. But you know, of course, what's coming next. Same thing they did in New Zealand. Prohibiting social platforms from allowing people to post these videos. Because you know what, folks? There's evidence in there of crimes committed. And nobody is debating whether shooting of school children is a crime or not. You know, evidently it isn't a crime in California to try to drown your baby in a toilet at McDonald's. But at least this law is not prohibiting the individual from recording it and posting it. But as I said, the platforms of posting it are disappearing and disappearing fast. Now, in there are the inconsistencies of the stories that were being told about these incidents. And heretofore that they really can't use these shootings. They can't rely on this for, you know, the gun restrictions or outright confiscations. Because what's still clear is, for whatever reason, that an individual takes a weapon and kills other individuals, you know what, in this country, that's still called murder. Okay? But therein lies clues like, well, those shootings down in New Zealand. I do believe that that was staged, folks, to the point of the shooter himself videoing himself during his little exhibition of terror. It was rigged, and we saw it. That, I believe, is the reason why the New Zealand government took the actions that it did. Not to protect anybody's feelings out there. And whether you're in a mosque or a synagogue, whether you're in a Catholic church, whether you're in a revival meeting in the Deep South in a one-room little church, I don't care. People should arm themselves to protect themselves and those in the places of worship and also in schools. But that's not likely to happen. And it should be, rather than the restriction. Folks, please support this network. Go to our website. Go to the PayPal thing. Make a donation today. because we sure need the funding. Homeowners, thank you for being here.
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.